This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks so much for listening. And Mama Mia, that is some Super Tuesday.
Super Trooper lights are gonna find me, but I won't feel blue like I always do. 'Cause somewhere in the crowd there's you.
Somewhere in the crowd of candidates, a pair of frontrunners could emerge to put an end to the ill-mannered circus this campaign has been up until now. In a dozen states and one territory, polls open today in primaries and caucuses. Texas is certainly the biggest prize for both parties, with 155 delegates up for grabs on the Republican side and 251 delegates for Democrats. Ted Cruz has staked a lot on winning his home state, but the latest polls show Donald Trump narrowing what was a solid double-digit lead in Texas for Cruz. A lukewarm squeaker or even a narrow win for Trump could knock Ted Cruz out of the race. Senator Marco Rubio still needs to come in first somewhere in Super Tuesday voting, as does Governor John Kasich, to show some kind of regional strength. Stella Chavez is a reporter for KERA in Dallas, speaking with Texans at polling places about who they're voting for and about the issues that motivated them to come out and cast a ballot on this Super Tuesday.
I've been standing outside a Collin County poll in North Texas. Collin County is a heavily Republican area north of Dallas, about 30 minutes. I'm in Plano, Texas, home of Toyota, which recently moved here from California. And it's also a diverse county. There is a large Asian population here and a growing population. And I just spoke to some voters who, surprisingly, a couple of Democratic voters, people who voted for Bernie and people who voted for Hillary.
My name is Janet Chapman. I live in Plano, Texas, and actually I'm retired Air Force. I voted for Hillary Clinton because I belong to the Democratic Party, and I don't know anything or much about Sanders. I voted for Bill Clinton. So knowing that he's backing her makes her a better candidate.
My name is David Oldfather, and I live in Plano, Texas, and I'm a network architect. I voted for Bernie Sanders because I believe he's the only sane candidate that's out there and the most respectable and straightforward guy that I could actually stand behind. I think many of the other candidates leave a lot to be desired.
There's a lot at stake in Texas. 222 delegates on the Democratic side and 155 delegates on the Republican side. I spoke to a couple of voters who voted for Ted Cruz and who say that they feel he does have a chance.
My name is Dustin Smith. I'm from Plano, Texas. I'm a sales manager. I voted for Ted Cruz because he's a constitutionalist. I think we've really gotten too far away from our founding.
My name is Jeff Chapman. I live in Plano, and I am a retired military colonel, and I work at Immigrations. I voted for Trump, and I think the issues are, for me, more or less political correctness than immigration. I think we've gone too much in what we can say and what we can't say.
Here in Texas, Hillary Clinton is leading in the polls against Bernie Sanders, and Ted Cruz is ahead of Trump. People are saying that they are really impressed with the turnout of people. One gentleman said a lot of people were here for early voting. We've heard that early voting here in Collin County has been the highest it's been in a long time. And they're expecting a high turnout today. It's supposed to be a really nice day. It will be windy, but so far so good.
Stella Chavez is a reporter for KERA in Dallas. Minnesota, according to the polls, is the closest thing to Bernie Sanders territory on this Super Tuesday. It is the only Midwestern state on the calendar today. It's a caucus, which means no action until later this evening. And Democratic candidate Bernie Sanders is hoping to do well in the state of the late progressive Senator Paul Wellstone, where 38 Democratic delegates are up for grabs. Michael Mulcahy, political editor for Minnesota Public Radio, has more.
Bernie Sanders has been spending a lot of time in Minnesota over the past few days. Yesterday, he held a rally in Minneapolis where he said Minnesota is key to his plans.
We can win, no question, here in Minnesota if we have a turnout.
Sanders has also been running TV ads for weeks at a cost of hundreds of thousands of dollars. Hillary Clinton has matched him on ads, but she has spent much less time here in Minnesota. TV ads might not make much of a difference anyway in a caucus state where organization is usually more important for a campaign to get its supporters out. While Sanders appears to have an advantage in generating energy among his supporters, Clinton has an edge with endorsements. She has the support of Minnesota Governor Mark Dayton, Senators Amy Klobuchar and Al Franken, and a host of other elected Democratic officials. The Republican candidates have paid less attention to the state and are not running TV ads. Ted Cruz got an early start on organizing in Minnesota, but Marco Rubio has clearly targeted the state in recent days. Rubio held a rally here last week and is due back today. He has also picked up a number of endorsements from prominent Republicans, including former Governor Tim Pawlenty and former Senator Norm Coleman. A big question mark on the Republican side is Donald Trump. There's been little sign of any organizing by his campaign, but it seems unlikely the surge of support he's seen elsewhere would not hit Minnesota. Caucuses are generally light turnout affairs, and they are notoriously difficult to poll. 8 years ago, turnout set a record, but it was still less than 10% of eligible voters. A strong turnout tonight could be good news for Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump. This is Mike Mulcahy, political editor for Minnesota Public Radio, filing for The Takeaway.
We now go to the increasingly purple state of Virginia. Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump both held rallies there last night. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, is outside a polling place in Culpeper, Virginia, a 90-minute drive southwest of Washington, D.C.
You know, America never stopped being great. We've got to make America whole. We have to work with everybody, bring people together, quit being divided. I really regret the language that is being used by Republicans. Scapegoating people, finger pointing, blaming.
That's Hillary Clinton last night campaigning here in Virginia. Right now, I'm standing outside of Fauquier High School in Warrenton, Virginia. This is Fauquier County. This is a county that Hillary Clinton won in 2008 when she was up in the primary against Barack Obama. There are some Democratic voters in Fauquier County. It's majority Republican. But the Democrats that I encountered coming out of the polling place this morning, three or four or even five of them, all said that they were supporting, at least in the primary, Bernie Sanders. They're people like Susanna Vega. She's 35, and she's a nurse midwife.
I believe he cares about the middle class and the poor. And I feel that stands out the most amongst the Democratic candidates. I believe in his passion. I believe in his commitment to the common people.
Now, Susanna Vega said that if Hillary Clinton wins in the primary, that she'd be willing to support her in the general election. Now, Virginia, of course, is a swing state, a purple state, so it's not just about the Democrats here. Here's Donald Trump campaigning yesterday here in Virginia.
It's going to be a very important day, because what's going to happen is you're going to look back on this day in 2 years from now, in 4 years from now, and you are going to say that you were there at the beginning. We're going to have a renaissance in this country. We're going to have a renaissance.
Now, Donald Trump seems on track to replicate his national lead, his dominance so far. He's polling about 15 points ahead of Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz here in Virginia, and that's going to be key. Republican voters here in Fauquier County are conservative. I encountered several of them, some for Marco Rubio, some for Ted Cruz, and a lot of them who said that if it comes down to the general, they don't know if they could support Trump.
My name is Krista Stromberg. I live up in Marshall. I vote for Ted Cruz. I think we need somebody who's stable and honest and principled, following the Constitution.
You're pretty conservative, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to weave the scenario that you know might be coming, which is Donald Trump versus Hillary Clinton.
Yes, I realize that. And then you got two devils up there.
This is the key swing state. Look for big victories, according to the polling anyway, by Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump tonight in Virginia. Conservatives dominate the West in the southern portions of this state, African Americans in the southeast part of the state, and Democrats in northern Virginia outside of Washington, D.C. It's a battleground. Virginia is purple, one of the few remaining truly purple states left in the country. It's a fight today, but in November, these candidates are going to be on the ground a lot more. Here.
Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. So while people are voting, maybe it's tasteless to campaign, but it's certainly fabulous to speculate about what's going to happen. We want you to dream your headline. What are you hoping to read tomorrow? What are you terrified of seeing? San Antonio, Texas, dream Bernie Sanders versus Donald Trump. Nightmare, Hillary Clinton versus Ted Cruz.
This is Jennifer in Portland, Oregon, and my dream headline for Super Tuesday is Christian sweep Sanders to victory.
My name is Tom. I'm from Little Canada, Minnesota, and my nightmare headline would be Hillary wins. Yay. I just don't agree with any of her policies or anything she's ever done. I just don't feel like she's ever telling the truth.
My name is Megan. I'm calling from Marysville, Washington, and my dream headline is Trump has change of heart, moves to Yemen.
Welcome to my nightmare.
This is Nathan from Austin, Texas. My nightmare headline would be Donald Trump wins the Republican and Democratic nominations, vows to deport dissenters.
I'm running down a drink. You never would come to me.
Oh my goodness, Spokane, Washington dream. Bill Clinton starts picking out drapery colors for White House.
This is Jeremy from Dallas, Texas, and for me, a nightmare headline after Super Tuesday voting would be Trump takes the cake.
This is Jane Moorhead from Dublin, California. My dream headline for tomorrow would be Trump trounced, Kasich soars, Clinton has comfortable lead over Sanders, Cruz struggles while Rubio maintains a comfortable second.
This is Angela Sample from Clinton, Arkansas, and my nightmare is Trump winning the Republican nomination.
Cheer up, sleepy Jean.
Hi, this is Judy from Cambridge, Mass., working for Hillary. My headline would be, Feel the Turn. It's our turn. Hillary Clinton, the next president of the United States.
Now, Judy, that's not a headline. We would call that more like a bumper sticker. But since you're working for Hillary, that makes perfect sense. Share your dreams and your nightmares for Super Tuesday. 8778-MY-TAKE is the number. Leave us a comment at facebook.com/thetakeaway. And later this hour, tech dreams and busts. One author worries that the growth at all costs model in America is ruining the economy.
If we look at a company like Google, which we thought was on our team, you know, that this was going to be the way that the economy got restored and we were all going to be able to create value and have new kinds of jobs. And the digital economy didn't work out the way we thought it would, that these companies are getting bigger while the rest of us are getting poorer.
Growth versus economic security. Douglas Rushkoff talks about that later this hour. This is The Takeaway.
And from Staples, offering tech services for small business owners like PC setup and repair. More at staples.com/tech services. Staples. Make more happen. The Takeaway is supported by TIAA. Whether it's investing, advice, banking, or retirement, TIAA is committed to helping those who do good do well. Learn more at TIAA.org.